City FM.
We are in the morning.
Class rock. How about Bono, the unforgettable FM. Tire? All right, here's my biggest fear. So Philly had computer problems over the past couple days, and to the point where it kept him here well into the afternoon.
That's right.
With our engineers and our IT. And now Rena has got computer problems today.
Let me log in.
So my biggest fear is that she's just going to want to talk all morning.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my biggest fear is that I'm next.
Yeah,
I
know.
No, not at all. No. Okay, good.
Do I ever want to talk to you?
Well,
not
that's
really.
But because you have your computer in front of you now.
I still got my phone. Until that dies, then we're hooped.
Then you're good, yeah.
Lucky. Busy show today. More Moist tickets to give away. It's Thursday. We'll do a couple of TBTs. Throwback Thursday. Sean Reynolds coming in after 9:30 from Sportsnet. That and a whole lot more coming up. It's Wheeler in the Morning. Philly and Rena, start now.
92 City FM News.
Rena, it's like you're going back to the roots of radio here.
You're ripping off the paper.
And Rena, I'll do the weather at the end of my sports because
I have no weather.
Yeah, so.
Fewer Manitobans are being killed in crashes. MPI says last year there were up to 85 fatalities on public roads, down from 96 in 2012. The insurer says our province is moving in the right direction when it comes to road safety. Up until the end of October, Manitoba has recorded 59 deaths on the road this year. People in snowed-in Buffalo, New York are bracing for another 60 to 90 centimeters of snow today. That on top of the 6 feet that already fell on the state this week. What's worse is that forecasters say a rapid weekend warm-up accompanied by some heavy rain could turn all that snow into massive flooding. Meantime, the NFL's Buffalo Bills say that Sunday's home game against the New York Jets is in jeopardy. The team is actually offering $10 an hour plus game tickets to anyone who's willing to help clear 200,000 tons of snow from Ralph Wilson Stadium.
And you each have to get rid of that amount.
It becomes a natural disaster once you have to alter an NFL game. That's when things are serious.
Yep. Yeah. And the videos that clogged up our social media pages for weeks, but it was for a good cause. The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge that went viral this summer raised a lot of dough. Manitobans dumping buckets of ice water on their heads raised more than $350,000 for the ALS Society of Manitoba. Canadians altogether raised more than $16 million nationwide.
Sports now. Just two games around the NHL last night. Ryan Miller made 28 saves and Radim Verbata scored twice as Vancouver beat the Oilers 5-4. The Oilers have lost four straight and sit dead last in the West. Cam Talbot stopped 31 shots and the Rangers 2-0 win over Philadelphia. The Flyers have lost three in a row. Jets game day. Jets host the Detroit Red Wings in a 7 o'clock face-off at MTS Center. Winnipeg 6-2-2 in their last 10 games. Sixth in the West. The Wings 5-2-3 in their last 10. They are seventh in the East. DeMar DeRozan, 21 points. The Raptors beat Memphis 96-92. The Raps honored Vince Carter with a video tribute. That's right, he plays for Memphis now. I bet you didn't know that. I certainly didn't.
I did not know that.
Anyway, Carter was shed a tear. He got a little emotional when the Raps honored him with their video. Huh. Whoever's idea it was to put the Oakland Raiders on primetime football should be fired. Thursday Night Football has the Raiders up against the Kansas City Chiefs. The Chiefs are 7-3, tied for first place in their division. The Raiders are 0-10. They've actually lost 17 straight going back to last year. So the 2008 Detroit Lions, look out. The Raiders are coming for you.
Is there any good prospects? I mean, there's always good prospects coming out of college football, but
Number one draft pick's going to be. Better be someone good for the Raiders. They could use a quarterback. I can't imagine it's anybody like Andrew Luck, because we would have heard of that by now.
Absolutely.
More sports at sportsnet.ca.
All right, Rena, I know you had in the news, but it is trending big time that the Buffalo Bills are now asking their fans for help. They can't even win football games, they're not doing too bad. They're close to 500 this year, but they're asking their fans help with the snowstorm that came in, because they got to play this Sunday. They got a home game.
200,000 tons of snow in Ralph Wilson Stadium right now.
You've seen it all. When you live in Winnipeg, you think you've seen it all, but that would be, even for Winnipeg, that would put us in a serious pickle.
Sure,
that kind of snow.
Absolutely.
Just because it all came at once, too. They got 6 feet right now, expecting 8 feet by the end of the day.
I was looking at pictures online, and some people had to literally burrow out of their house. Like, they'd open their door and they had to burrow through. Some people had snow that came right through their windows, some through their roofs. It's there's 6 or 7 people that were found dead, some in their vehicles. It's just serious. That's a natural disaster.
There were NHLers who couldn't make it to the game.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I play for Buffalo. I don't want to play.
True. It's not super cold, though, right? Because it's supposed to be getting really warm this weekend and they're expecting a mass flood.
Yeah, it doesn't get cold.
It doesn't get really cold here, but.
No. So it's a nasty situation
super
for them.
Cold.
We always respect people who can drink a lot of beer, especially on this show. I don't know if you guys heard this or not, but upon winning the 2014 Sprint Cup Championship, Kevin Harvick and his team, and I don't know how many people are on his team.
I'd say about a dozen.
In celebrating, they ran through 80 cases of beer. That would be 1,920 beers while celebrating.
Maybe there's more than that on his team.
Because I'm thinking there'd be, you know, because NASCAR, there'd be sponsors all over the place and friends and family. But still, it's NASCAR. They drink a lot of beer. That doesn't surprise anybody. No. But well done, Kevin Harvick, on 80 cases of beer to celebrate your victory.
What kind of beer was it? Do we know?
I'm going to go with, like, Miller Lite.
Probably.
I'm sure he's got a sponsor.
Depends on the sponsor, yeah, for sure.
I mentioned this one in my news earlier, but I'm recycling because I don't have a computer this morning. The videos that clogged up our social media pages for weeks, those ALS Ice Bucket Challenge videos that went viral this summer, it actually raised a lot of money.
Sure did.
So do you remember all those haters out there going, we're sick of this, it doesn't even raise money, you're just dumping water on your head, you have to actually donate? Well, people actually did donate. Manitobans alone, $350,000 for the ALS Society of Manitoba, and then Canadians altogether, $16 million nationwide.
Good.
So it really did work, and it really did raise money.
And down in the U.S., I think overall they got close to $60 million or something. Like, it was ridiculous what they got worldwide.
Yeah, it was huge.
780 City CITI 2484. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, just to answer your question about that Kevin Harvick there's on his team, there's over 100 people.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
102 members, and he was sponsored by Budweiser for this year.
Oh,
well, there you go.
Okay, so we now know what he was drinking and that it really wasn't that impressive. Over 100 people? Come on.
Yeah. That's only like 10 beer each. Bunch of pussies.
Teachers want more time to fill out your kids' report cards. The Manitoba Teachers Society has asked the province for 2 more admin days to work on these report cards, but all Premier Greg Selinger said to them was, no.
No, that's the first smart thing he's said in a while.
Yeah, absolutely. Just last year, Manitoba introduced a new province-wide report card, which is why the teachers claim they need these extra couple of days, because it's confusing. Must be nice to get free chance tickets.
Maybe it is confusing, Marina. Maybe it is.
Lots of teachers listen to the show. We love our teachers.
Hey,
you know what?
Hey, we can make fun of, you know, city workers for standing next to shovels. We can make fun of teachers for the 100
admin days.
Hey,
for standing next to their pens.
We got paid to go to Toronto and see a Leafs Bruin game last week.
Hey, okay, you know what? We'll the phones
every
are open.
Job's got
780 City CITI 2484. Right after we're done the news, we'll play a song, and then we'd like to hear from the teachers. Is this legit?
Yeah.
Is this legit? Do you actually need time, or is this just fishing for a couple extra sleeping days?
Well, I don't think they would admit.
Yeah, I'm a teacher. This is totally fishing, man.
No, no. Well, hey, you know, this is anonymous. Yeah. We're not going to come out and say your role and your rank and where you work.
Yeah. Must be nice to get free Jets tickets. Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger has come forward admitting that he didn't exactly pay for his. Just a couple of years ago, a handful of cabinet ministers were criticized for accepting free seats to an NHL game. At the time, Selinger said that he always paid, but now he's saying he did get free tickets after all. The premier says that Kevin Cheveldayoff refused to take his money for the tickets, but he claims that he donated that money to a nonprofit organization instead. And if you're a Tim Hortons coffee drinker, your morning cup of joe is going to get a little pricier. Tim Hortons says that they're raising coffee prices by about 10 cents a cup at all of its Canadian outlets starting on Wednesday due to the rise in the price of coffee beans around the world. Now, the price of breakfast sandwiches are also on the rise as well by about 10 cents in all provinces.
You guys are going to laugh. My computer is locked up, so but I can tell you that Vancouver beat the Oilers last night.
Yeah.
There was another game. I can't think of it. Monday night, or Thursday night football, the Raiders and Chiefs will do our Stone Cold Lock of the Century.
Hang on a sec here.
We're going to do a computer burning in the front street on Osborne. It's going to be fun.
New York shut out Philadelphia 2-0, and Vancouver beat the Oilers 5-4.
Yeah, I had the Oiler one. But and then Monday, Thursday night football is the Chiefs and Raiders tonight. We'll do our Stone Cold Lock of the Century of the week at
1 hour,
7:30 this morning.
1 hour.
More sports at sportsnet.ca.
Thanks for letting everyone know that, Phil.
I was on the air.
Yeah, I was on the air. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I didn't hear it.
I didn't have my mic on.
Yeah, it was right there. I heard the whole thing. It's okay. It's 6:33. It's Wheeler in the Morning, Philly and Rita.
It's cold this morning. Minus 22 right now with the wind chill. Minus 32, but the high for today. Hang on a second here. Minus 9.
Moist tickets up for grabs this morning. November 26th at the Burton Cummings Theater.
All right, so we were just chatting about it in the news. And I'll be the first to say, I understand completely. I understand completely. When I say completely, I literally mean I understand completely that teachers, when it comes to grading papers and that kind of stuff, you got to do it essentially on your own time.
Yeah.
I actually was a teacher once upon a time.
Oh, yeah?
That is the absolute truth.
What did you... at the Academy of Broadcasting back in the day. Yeah.
I taught a semester there. And what I was... What's that?
Weird.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel like you'd be a hard-ass teacher.
You can't see me as a point of authority right now. Yeah. All right, everyone, open up your textbooks to
using your power
69.
For evil.
Well, you're kind of an asshole to any kind of radio student we ever meet.
Do you want an A, sweetheart?
I get it. I mean, a lot of times I would take the papers and, you know, you'd spend a good amount of time at home grading these papers. Mm-hmm. And so now that there's a new report card system that's in place for the province, which I think is a great idea, you know, get them all in the same curriculum, the teachers are saying that, hey, we need a couple extra admin days just to fill out these report cards. And they went to the province and the province said, what? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. So I get it to a certain extent, but at the same time, really two full extra days to fill
mark
out
papers.
A report card?
Well, somebody within the teachers is saying we don't have enough time to do this. It's just filling
out. Is that a union thing?
Maybe someone can help us with that. It seems like it might be a union thing.
780 City, CITI 2484. We got the phone lines going here. Hello.
Hey, Wheeler.
Yeah.
Maybe those teachers should start filling up those cards in the summertime because they got 2 months off.
Well, that's a little tough to mark.
Nobody wants their report cards in the summer.
I know what he's saying.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah. But, I mean, the point is they got to get these report cards done. When do you get them done?
Well, then I guess they, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people who have to take their work home with them and do it on the weekends or do evening work.
Sure, yeah, like you know, I said, like when I was grading papers when I was teaching at the Academy of Broadcasting, I was taking it home and grading it there. But
like an extra 18 hours to grade papers?
In this day and age, to kind of break it down to a cellular level, let's pretend that it kind of runs like on a Microsoft Excel system where you kind of basically just plug in the mark and it all just kind of take care of itself, wouldn't it?
Well,
wouldn't it?
Then there's comment, you got to comment, like there's... You're evaluating the student in a lot of cases, right? Is there still comments on report cards?
And it's not just the teachers having the day off. It's all the parents that kind of screws who now have to find babysitting for 2 extra days for their kids and find somewhere for them to go where they have to take their time off work because teachers need more time to grade papers.
Mm. Good morning, City.
No?
Hi.
Yeah.
My wife's a teacher. Did you mention in the radio, in your story that it was the Manitoba Teachers Society that went to the province?
Yeah.
The Manitoba Teachers Society is the union for the teachers.
Oh, well, there you go. Union thing. Okay. Are you a teacher? Oh, he didn't sound happy. I think he might be a teacher.
Union rep.
Yeah.
Hello.
Every goddamn week there's an in-service. We got to find friggin' babysitting. Have another glass of wine, teachers.
Hi, City.
Hey, my girlfriend's a teacher, and pretty much every night consists of her marking papers and doing prep work for the next day. And even on the weekend, she's got the same thing. She's trying to get her next week ready, and it's basically school the whole time.
So she does take her work home then.
Does she wear librarian glasses when you guys get at it in the bedroom?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, yes. Yes, that's really what I wanted to know.
Hi, City.
Okay. All right. So no teachers voting in. Weird. Probably told by the union. 6:37 now. TBT Throwback Thursday. We'll do something out of the archives coming up here in 10. Yesterday, we played a little game where we went through online acronyms for messaging and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And one of the ones that's really popular right now is TBT.
Yes.
On the Instagram and the Twitter and the Facebook and all that kind of stuff. You hashtag TBT if you're throwing up a picture from way back, like, you know, last week.
Which is funny because somebody just sent me a Facebook message saying, hey, Philly, I used to play hockey with you when we were like 8.
Wow. Now that's a TBT.
And he included a picture. And there I am, little Philly. And I'm going to, maybe I'll post that as my TBT today on my Facebook page.
Definitely have to. So we do our own little version here. It's TBT into the archives of Wheeler in the Morning with Philly and Rena. Where's this one from, Phil?
Has this been a year since IKEA opened?
Oh, no,
it's been longer than that.
Okay, so this is 2 years old then. Yep. This was, I guess, right around the time IKEA was opening, and we were so excited.
Go to 92cityfm.ca and check out the countdown to death, 24 days and change, less until the end of the world, December 21st, the end of the Mayan calendar. But the good news is, we got IKEA, and we got that many days to shop at IKEA until the world ends. Yeah!
That's probably, as I, you know, pontificate about the end of the world and
that
where
word.
I think I know what it means. But as I sit around and think about my life and what it's been, the one thing that I can cling to is that I live to see IKEA in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big deal.
Massive IKEA. The biggest one in Western Canada. Biggest one in Canada, is it not, Rena?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. The only one bigger is in Sweden. I don't know that.
And you know what? We're going to go down live to IKEA right now. And it's cost us a lot of money to get them in here.
The best IKEA correspondent ever.
The best IKEA correspondent ever, as Rena just said. The Swedish chef from the Muppet Show on location. Good morning, Swedish chef. All right, I think that was the standard intro of some kind.
He's kind of giving us a scene setter there.
Anything you're looking forward to buying there, Swedish chef?
Piggy Bridey.
Are there a lot of sales, chef?
Don't ask him questions he doesn't know, Rena.
Oh.
I was going to ask him about the hot girls. Sounds like there's a lot of hot girls down there.
Hot chickies. He likes his women, the Swedish chef.
Hey, I was thinking, Swedish chef, is there a theme song for IKEA that we should know? Because, I mean, every major company has, like, a major jingle, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, ding, 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 NBC. You know that one, right? Does IKEA have one? We got to learn this.
Oh, that's going to be stuck in my head all day.
Oh, let me help it out with it. One more time here.
The end is the key to pork, pork, pork.
Yeah. Did you get it, Rena?
Yeah.
All right, one more time. Welcome to Winnipeg, IKEA. We're all going to know this song.
That song is always playing in the background as you shop, just so you know.
Yeah. I think pork means lamp. Lamp, lamp, lamp. All right, I'll give away Moist tickets coming up here in about half an hour. Moist, David Usher and Moist coming back to town. Tickets coming up in half an hour. I got to tell you, last night, I remember I was telling you yesterday that I got the premiere pass to go see the new Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1.
Yes.
All right, so my wife and I drove all the way down to St. Patel. And she came. She came along. I was actually surprised.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going by yourself.
So did I.
Wifey came too, eh?
Well, she goes, well, you know, if we're going to go, we might as well stay and watch the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of like, all right. We've seen the first two. Might as well, you know, we've always waited till they come on Shaw on Demand, because to me it's not a huge priority. Listen, I know that I understand the Hunger Games is huge, and judging by the lineup for the premiere last night, the enjoyment for it has not gone away at all. The hype for it has not gone away, because it was lined up to the nuts.
Sure.
Because we showed up there probably about 6:30. The show was supposed to start at 7, and there was like a winding line on St. Vitale in Silver City, St. Vitale. And so we're standing there, and then I'm looking at the ticket, I'm reading because I'm bored, and it says, this show was oversold to ensure capacity. Do not show up more than 1 hour before. And we're in the last eighth of the line.
Right.
Okay, so at this point...
Yeah, I would have ditched too.
Well, and that's not that we ditched, okay? So we're almost through, and there's probably about a quarter of us left. And I'm thinking, cutoff's going to be coming up really quick. And this lady's coming around, is anyone buying regular tickets? I said, well, actually, I have a quick kind of question. I said, I don't actually care if I see the movie or not. I said, I heard a rumor that the new Star Wars trailer might be happening before this movie. So I'll just hang out with my back against the wall just to see the trailers, and then I'm going to bounce. And she's like, I don't think you're even going to be allowed in. I was like, what?
Good for her.
Uh-huh. In other words, screw off.
Well, listen, who do you think you are?
No, but hang on. Like, the way I looked at it was like,
no power
I'm
here.
Not even taking up a seat. Like, I'm not even taking up, I have a pass right here, but I'm not even taking up a seat. I just want to watch the trailers, and then I will leave. And they said, I don't think you're even going to be allowed. Well, sure, but I have a pass.
Are you arguing
yes,
with
I have
a girl
pass.
Moving out, working at a movie theater? She has some very basic rules, and she's trying to enforce
what
them.
Rules?
And that
what
pass
rules?
Isn't what, magic. What it doesn't guarantee your entry.
But it
does not guarantee your entry. It says right on the pass. They oversell it.
I realized that, Raina. So that's why I was trying to cut a deal, because I didn't like. I'm not taking a seat away from anybody.
Was she a manager?
Why am I the goddamn criminal here? I'm trying to help.
Was she the manager? You should have spoke to the manager.
No, I'm pretty sure she was the manager. Like she was in plain clothes, so she wasn't wearing like one of like the silver
plain clothes movie.
Yes. Well, that, you always tell by the managers when they're plain clothes and they have like a business attire, and then you know the
that's
name
true.
Tag. And so I thought, you know, like what's the like?
So you didn't see her trailer. They wouldn't let you in.
Well, to the point where, you know, like I said, it's the last half, and so he went to go see Dumb and Dumber 2 instead.
And how was Dumb and Dumber 2?
It was funny. It wasn't
what you expected.
Yeah, well, no. I mean, they recycled a lot of the jokes, and I know this is going to sound crazy, but Jim Carrey was over the top, like even more so.
Yeah.
Storyline.
They never were able to recreate that magic, right? Just like Anchorman,
lightning in a bottle. But the thing is, like I said, we already know the characters, and we've known these characters for 20 years. Yeah. So to do anything new.
And I read that Jim Carrey wasn't very excited about doing it. He felt really forced into it by his fans. He kept saying,
"Yeah."
So he wasn't super pumped about doing the second one.
Well, he was a little bit over the top. Let's grab this call here.
You should have just snuck in to see that trailer. Like, once you argued with her and she wouldn't let you in.
Oh, you should have
just pushed her and then ran in.
They were checking.
They were
checking people's cell phones. That's the premiere, right? They didn't want anything from the movie getting out early before the release day. So they were checking cell phones, all that kind of stuff. Hello.
I hear you didn't see your Star Wars trailer.
Well, I don't even know if it happened or not.
Well, it happened.
Oh, and Wheeler missed it.
You're lying to me.
Did you go?
No, I just wanted to rub it in.
So how do you know? Sure.
You don't even know firsthand.
He's just screwing.
No, I don't. I just wanted to ruin your morning.
Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. All right. Morning officially ruined. 707, those moist tickets coming up in half.
Got a tweet from Misty. What's wrong with your sister-in-law? I know her. She's awesome. Just playing around. You know, the old joke. Your sister-in-law. The old sister-in-laws. Just like mother-in-law. You don't actually, lots of times.
Like
you
it was any of your business, lady.
By the way, his sister-in-law said that you're crazy, lady. So yeah, you go deal with that.
Snoopy.
Hey, let's give away some moist tickets right now. 780 City, CITI 2484. Moist is in town.
November 26th.
November 26th at the Burt, at the Walker, the Odeon, whichever you decide to call it, Burton Cummings Theater. By the way, I was at the Yellow Dog yesterday for lunch, right in behind the Burton Cummings Theater.
Okay, yeah.
Just off Princess there. A great little spot. Mm-hmm. I got to take you there one time. Really, really cool. Okay, this is very simple. Very, very easy. This is what you got to do. You got to identify this song by Moist. Simple, easy, and there's no hiding. We didn't change it. This is just the song.
Okay.
Now you can see it there, Phil, so you know what it is. But
so I'm not a lifeline. So you got to kind of be a fan because I don't know a lot about Moist.
You know, it's funny, and as I was going through their library this morning on YouTube, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this song. Mm-hmm. I remember that song.
90s band, right?
I remember that record. Yeah, absolutely. A little bit of Canadian on it. You're a really good band through the 90s. What Moist song is that? It's 780 City. Get the song. Get the tickets. Hello.
Hi, City.
I have no idea.
Okay, thank you.
Morning,
City.
Morning. I didn't hear the song. Can you play it again?
It's playing right now.
No idea.
No idea. All right. Hello.
There's a push.
Not push, no.
See, there would be the beginning and the end of my guesses. Hi.
Tangerine.
That is correct.
Right. Tangerine is correct. Very good. What is your name?
Henry.
All right, you got tickets to go see Moist. Good for you. Hang on the line. We'll grab some details from you. It actually is a really good tune.
Yeah.
I'm actually looking forward to this show. I saw David Usher by himself one time, and I'm like...
When he went by himself, remember that Alone in the Universe song? Weird.
No. All right, 7:39, the scoop's coming up.
The Scoop with Rena J. Brought to you by Enns Brothers. The fun starts here. At your one-stop, on-the-spot adrenaline headquarters for all things power sports. Visit EnnsBrothers.com.
So, Bill Cosby, the saga continues here. Basically, NBC has canceled his new show.
The Huxtables?
His new show, that's over. TV Land has canceled The Cosby Show. They run
that's so
reruns
Raven?
Of that show.
That one?
Raven Simone, who you're speaking about, has come forward and claims that Bill Cosby has never touched her because yesterday all these rumors were going. She played the little girl on the Cosby Show, Olivia. And she's claiming that nothing ever happened to her. He never raped her, and to leave her out of the story completely. So, because those were the rumors yesterday that she had come forward, but she didn't. And so, yeah, TV Land, Netflix has postponed his upcoming comedy special. He's kind of in
There was another hottie on that show, one of his daughters, and she had a spinoff show.
Oh,
A
Different World.
Yeah, what was her name?
Denise.
Denise, but she had a big name in the, I'll figure it out.
Orange is the New Black star. One of them is actually going to jail or went to jail. Taryn Manning. She's the
Lisa Bonet. Lisa Bonet. Yeah, sorry. Go on.
She is the one who played the hillbilly.
Oh, her teeth got knocked out.
Crazy teeth.
Yeah.
Her. Apparently, she's been arrested for making criminal threats against a former close friend. The two have a restraining order against each other, I guess. She was basically threatening her, saying, I'm going to kill you, biatch. Go F yourself and die. What's taking you so long? You should be dead by now. I'm hiring someone to kill you. Just, like, threatening her, which is stupid. When you're a big-time celebrity, you shouldn't be threatening people via text message.
They save that in general.
Yeah. You get arrested, and, yeah, you go to jail. So
Orange is the New Black, by the way, is a good show.
Oh, yeah, wonderful. You have Netflix.
Yeah.
Wonderful program.
Yeah. And finally,
there's lots of lesbian sex scenes too.
Oh, lots of showers. Yeah.
Remember when I was reporting that Bono fell off his pedal bike in Central Park and he got hurt? He was actually really, really hurt, and they tried to downplay it. I really wish someone would have got video of this. Apparently, when he fell, he needed 5 hours of surgery on his smashed up left arm, and then had to have another operation to repair his left hand after that.
He actually had a facial fracture as well.
He fractured his jawline and the orbit above his eye. Like, he got totally messed up when he fell off his pedal bike.
Well, the thing is, no one really knew it was that bad, because when he was laying on the ground, he was going,
He also fractured his left shoulder blade. It's in three separate pieces. Like,
if you've ever seen somebody wipe out on a bike, it's hard to watch. Like, it's painful to watch.
Sure.
It can be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, too bad for him.
Yeah, his upper right arm was fractured into six pieces and actually drove through the skin. Like, he was so really, really injured. That's why he canceled his Letterman appearance. And
well, it actually happened when he was driving down Sherbrooke turning onto Portage, because there was snow all over the road.
Stop riding your bike in the winter, Bono.
So he's got 3 metal plates in his arm and 18 screws now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Must have been pedaling so fast.
Jeez, yeah, no kidding.
That's the scoop.
City traffic.
One bike. There's so many potentials for
terrorism. What street was he on? It didn't have a name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah! Now we're on. Give me knuckles for that. We're on fire.
Traffic is for Prairie 360. This Christmas, treat your staff and loved ones to a party above it all at the Revolving Restaurant. Visit prairie360.ca.
Wait. Can I do two?
Please go.
He ran into a tree.
The Joshua tree.
There you go.
City FM.
Getting lots of tweets and text messages. Fill in the obvious next one for the Bono. I'm actually going to start a hashtag on Twitter called Bono Bike Crash.
Yeah.
And feel free to throw in your favorite YouTube.
You should have done the Guess Who intro that we had for like CSI, and you'd be like, the Yeah! And then you throw out your line. David.
Well, so far we know this is what we know about the Bono bike crash. It happened on a street with no name.
Mm-hmm.
It was the unforgettable tire. He crashed into the Joshua tree. And now the text messages and tweets are rolling in. Hector, the most recent one who just texted me, says it must have happened on a Sunday. Bloody Sunday.
Yeah.
get on Twitter if you can, or feel free to call the Bone phone as well. It's 7:55 news, weather, sports right after Green Day. By the way, the hashtags are rolling in.
Oh, there's some good ones.
It's unbelievable. There was a problem with Bono's bike. It had a rattle and hum. Hashtag Bono bike crash. What a crash it was. All kinds of elevation. Must have happened on a Sunday, bloody Sunday. Hashtag Bono bike crash. My wife texted me and said, no one can confirm or deny if he was with or without his helmet.
Nice. So at 92 City FM, keep them coming. What's the hashtag?
Hashtag is Bono bike crash.
Okay, do it.
Now the Bone Phone. Brought to you by Advanced Electronics.
With the Powerall 12,000 milliamp battery.
Holds a charge for 3 months.
All season performance for snowmobiles, RVs, boats, and more.
Dave, we'll start with this, some positivity, a thank you for some tickets.
Hey, I just want to say thank you for the tickets for the Sam Roberts concert last night. Mm. It was awesome. He always puts on a great show. The only problem was, though, is that the first band I found, Cats in Heat, that sounded better. They were absolutely horrible. People left, and I saw H there. I said hi. I told him he was doing a great job. Thanks again for the ticket.
What was the opening band, I wonder?
I don't know. He mentioned it in there, but I couldn't make it out.
I thought you just said Cats Dying.
Oh, yeah. I don't think that's the name of the band.
That'd be a great name for a band.
Cats Dying.
Cats Dying. We're a Christian band.
Remember Striper? The old hair metal
Christian band? I tried not to. Thank you for reminding me.
Like, black and...
They
like,
wore stripes?
Yes.
Shocking.
Bumblebee. They looked like Weird. Bumblebees up there. Black and yellow stripes. They were the lamest band ever. Okay. Motorist looking for a better job of sanding, I suppose.
Winnipeg. I don't think they know what sand is. I think they're trying to save some money not sanding the streets. Maybe get off your donut-eating 2-liter Pepsi ass and put some sand on the streets. No wonder the artifact rates are going up, you meathead.
Another one.
Hello, McFly. Sand the intersections. McFly, hello.
I thought he was talking
funny.
About...
Sorry, it's funny because my boyfriend moved here from Alberta and he was asking me the exact same thing yesterday. He's like, you guys don't sand here ever, like any of the intersections? I'm like, I think they're trying to save money this year. We went way over budget last year. They're probably hoping for more snow, so they're not doing it right away.
Over budget by about 4 schmil last year.
Yeah.
Yuck.
Well, but I mean, you got to do it.
I know. But then, it's crazy that they haven't done it.
They would say that everybody bitches at us about the money we spend, right? So, over budget. What the hell?
Well, our rates went up, so I assume they should be putting sand in these, you know,
well,
we're paying
Manitoba
more.
Public Assurance. I don't think sanding
and
the roads.
And
I don't think
isn't
that
it
is
all
it.
Come out of the same?
No, MPI somewhere. Doesn't pay for sand. That's the city of Winnipeg. But anyway, at least I think. I can't completely confirm that. Okay, somebody with a question about our hours, the hours we put in here.
Oh boy.
At 92 City FM.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm a big fan. Listen to you every day. You always talk about how you appreciate the working class, especially the 6 o'clock crowd and all that. Yeah, I'm among them. And I'm just wondering, how come you guys don't go right till 10 o'clock? Every day you stop, it's either 9:40, maybe 9:45, and you're out of here. Not saying I'm going to stop listening because of this, but I'm just a little curious.
So that 14 minutes is bothering him.
Jesus Christ.
Look, if I'm not out of here by 9:58 every morning, like exactly. Walking out the door,
yeah, right?
There's something awesome about saying bye to all the salespeople at 9:58. They look at you like, you douchebag. You're leaving already?
And you're, yeah. And you're like Judd Nelson on the way out, fist in the air, finger behind you. Later. Not even 10 a.m. and I'm gone.
And I want that song playing, that Don't You Forget About Me song.
Don't you.
See ya. Okay, speaking of songs, mm-hmm. I referenced the song yesterday on the show, and Wheeler threatened to seize my man card.
Hey, Philly. This morning's Bone Phone, you referenced a Cinderella song, and Wheeler didn't get the reference. Don't worry, Shelly, I got it.
Yeah, see, Cinderella was a little out of my wheelhouse. Like, I was born in 79, so that was like, would have been like mid-80s, and that was like really, really kind of depth of glam rock. So.
I had the tape. Don't know what you got.
Let's see if you recognize this, Phil. The video here on YouTube, these guys are, they just look like stupid assholes.
They look like women. They completely look like women.
Rena, you gotta see this. This is the worst.
Look at this video. It's like in the desert.
It looks like something that would be off like Outdoor Life or Network or something.
It's supposed to be emotional. Who didn't slow dance to this song in the 80s?
Ooh, I like those white pants.
You know what they say about dudes in white pants?
Oh man, and they don't even look like good-looking women. They just look like ugly women.
Okay, that's enough of that.
All right, that's your bone phone. Okay, continuing with Throwback Thursday, TBT, #TBT.
Yeah.
This one here, in my ongoing quest to name my junk something, like just other than junk, it comes up once in a while.
Sure.
I feel like it should have a cooler name. Rena doesn't think it should. But
you know, you should call your junk #. Because everybody uses #.
Ooh.
There you go.
You're always thinking over there, hey?
Right?
Yeah. This bit's funnier than that joke, I promise.
Okay, good. It's like if there's a hot girl, walking down the road and you honk at her, better chances that she's going to see you
they
and go
love
out with
that.
You.
Oh. Honk, honk.
Yep.
And then wolf whistle at them.
Yeah, wolf, and then woo. You're one of those chicks. I love that.
Right.
Secretly, they do, though. They love, they're like, I put this on just to get some honks today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Then just give
no, not necessarily.
Okay, like, you're hot!
one of those.
Oh, yeah, those are good. Yeah. But the woo can be confusing.
Mm-hmm. That's how so.
Oh, you could be like, oh, were you making fun of me? I mean, you know, like it could be, because I don't know.
Who kind of douchebag would make fun of a girl walking?
Yeah.
People all the, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just, listen, if I'm the, giving you one of those, not making fun of you. Yeah. Yeah. That just happened.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never lie on the woo.
Yeah. No, never. Just like, take your shirt off. That's for real, too.
And that's and that's meant to be a compliment. I don't know why women take that the wrong way.
Right. I'm asking to see your boobs. That's the highest compliment a woman can receive.
Exactly.
In some countries, that's like, we reserve that for royalty.
Yeah, it's like when Phil and I walk down the street, chicks are always like, woo, take off your pants.
Oh, that's the worst.
We're like, hey. Not just pieces of meteor.
So embarrassing.
Right?
Nice package.
Yeah.
Okay, enough. I'm not, you're right. I'm not an object. I'm a man.
But you walk around with your zipper open.
It's like, hey, come on.
You're not seeing my unit, no matter how many times you ask.
Your unit? Does it deserve that title? Does it? Okay.
Traffic. The appliance, the small appliance. The toaster.
The appliance.
The hand blender.
I refer to mine as the compound. Yeah.
92 City FM News.
News is for South Beach Casino and Resort. Every Monday is 10 times the points, and every Tuesday is Customer Appreciation Day. Details at southbeachcasino.ca. Teachers want more time to fill out your kids' report cards. The Manitoba Teachers Society has asked the province for 2 more admin days to work on them, but Premier Greg Selinger said no.
How hard is it to write a row of Fs?
Just last year, Manitoba introduced new province-wide report cards, which is why the teachers claim they need these extra couple of days. Must be nice to get free Jets tickets. Manitoba Premier Greg Selinger has come forward admitting that he didn't exactly pay for his. Just a couple of years ago, a handful of cabinet ministers were criticized for accepting free seats to an NHL game. And at the time, Selinger was saying, hey, I always pay for my tickets. But now he's saying that he did get them for free after all. The Premier says that Kevin Cheveldayoff refused to take his money for the tickets, so he claims he donated that money to a nonprofit organization instead.
He went on to say that at the time when he said he wasn't paying for tickets, he honestly believed that he, you know, was paying for tickets. And then, you know, looking at it now, he really wasn't paying for tickets.
Should have taken more of his ministers to those games for free.
Right.
Maybe they wouldn't have revolted.
And if you're a Tim Hortons coffee drinker, a heads up, your morning cup of joe is going to get a little pricier.
How much?
Tim Hortons says they're going to raise coffee prices by another 10 cents a cup at all of their Canadian outlets starting next Wednesday. That's due to the rise in price of coffee beans. Mm. The price of your breakfast sandwiches are also going to go up as well in all provinces except Ontario.
That's for the rise in prices of the breakfast sandwiches.
The plantations.
Right, yes, yeah.
You know what? Don't tell Tim Hortons this, but they could charge me $9.99 for these coffees, and I'd still pay every morning.
DFM, world-class rock.
Dr. Media Pro, who's on Twitter at that same handle, made out a tweet today. I didn't realize it was an anniversary of sorts, but it was an anniversary indeed. He tweets out, TBT, November 20th, 2013, 1 year today, the day that the great idea died. Hashtag helmet party. Hashtag RIP helmet party.
Oh, yeah. The incident in Chicago where Adam Pardy had his helmet taken off by the fan.
Mm-hmm.
We had the idea to wear helmets to a game. Yeah. Everybody in attendance at MTS Center. They got squashed by the Jets, True North.
Mark Chipman had to go up on stage and say, anyone that shows up with a helmet will not be allowed in the building.
Some silly radio stunt getting out of control.
And then what also... it just enraged me more. Is, I mean, it also led to the cancellation of Casserole Night, which we were all going to bring. We suggested everybody bring their favorite casseroles. We could all sit in the seats and eat them.
I had a wonderful chicken tuna casserole that was all made up and ready to go and just went to waste.
Those were great promos we had.
People got so mad, though.
How dare you poke any kind of fun at Mark Chipman?
Mark Chipman is our savior.
He's the greatest man alive. Here's the thing, though. You know
banished
what?
From Winnipeg.
When it comes right down to it, there were some behind the scenes politics that happened between the Blackhawks and the guy that pulled the helmet off and dumped the beer and blah 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 blah. But now that's all water under the bridge and everyone's kind of like ha, it's all done, whatever. I still don't think it's a bad idea because if everyone here wears the helmet at the game when Chicago's in town, then Chicago's gonna go, hey, well, oh, that's why they're wearing helmets. And Chicago's going to go, we love this idea. They're all going to wear helmets. Now you've got a situation where you've got a divisional rivalry, something the NHL has been starving for the past 20 years. And I mean, it would be great. Merchandising, just imagine all the things. The t-shirts, the tradition.
I think the
Mark
boat has sailed
said
now.
No. No,
the boat
means
has
no.
sailed now after the incident.
I don't think so. I think he said no last year. I think this year, when the Blackhawks are in town in the new year, I say we try and relaunch it. That's what I
we
say.
We should. He can't start you twice.
Or helmets.
Helmets.
I say we start with casseroles.
Bring a casserole if you want, why not bring a helmet casserole? What the fuck? Two wonderful things.
Here's another one of these bankruptcy stories from a professional athlete that just blows your mind. Jack Johnson. Columbus Blue Jackets defenseman has filed for bankruptcy. He's earned more than $18 million during his 9-year career, not including the $5 million he'll be paid this season. Almost all of the money is gone, and some of his future earnings have already been promised. Sources close to Johnson say that his own parents, Jack Sr. and Tina Johnson, have led him astray. In 08, Johnson fired his agent and turned over control of his finances to his folks. His mama, Tina Johnson, borrowed at least $15 million in her son's name against his future earnings and took out a series of high-interest loans, perhaps as many as 18 from non-conventional lenders. These resulted in defaults. Johnson goes on to say his folks bought a $6 million house with his money. He didn't even know they bought it. Like, it just goes, the list of things they did with his money just...
evil.
You know who else that happened to was Dustin Diamond, who played Screech in the Saved by the Bell. Like, honest to God, his parents spent every single dime he made.
The same thing, Ariel Winters, who's in Modern Family. She's the middle, awkward, the smart child on Modern Family. She had to get that legal separation from her mom because her mom was draining her accounts because she's under 18.
Oh, no.
And her mom was draining all of her accounts. And she's, I mean, they've won, you know, Emmy Awards and stuff. That show was huge. Those girls get paid a lot of money. So now her sister is her legal guardian to help her take care of her money because her mom was robbing her.
Do you think some of these parents are, in fact, like, doing this on purpose, stealing?
Yeah, and her mom is absolutely.
For sure. But maybe some of them just don't know anything about money themselves and think, oh, he's a hockey player. He makes tons of money. We can spend this and borrow it and lend it.
Well, I don't think they
know. For mom to take $6 million and buy it a house and not tell her son.
I think it's a little
shady.
He gets
there for Christmas and he's like, hey, mom, when did you guys get this pimpin' palace?
It was your cash.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think it's ever their intention to bankrupt their family.
No, it hurt him. I think they just overvalue him or think he's got more money than he does.
No kidding.
Jeez. There's a woman who is now the fourth person in the U.S. who's allowed to wear a pasta strainer on her head in her driver's license. Now,
Pastafarian.
Yes.
Pasta strainer night.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be center.
Great.
Basically, this is just something that atheists are doing. It's the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster is what it's called.
Pastafarian.
And it's a fake religion that atheists have made up
fake. I'm joining.
Yeah, it's funny because... you know, like, people will always use their religion to get out of certain things or stipulations or whatever. So atheists say it's not fair that people use that. So they've created their own somewhat religion and they get the same rights as everybody else. They can wear a pasta strainer on their head. That's what they've chosen. So a fourth woman has been deemed allowed to wear the pasta strainer. But last week, a guy from British Columbia, Surrey, BC, who was also part of the Church of the Flying Spaghetti Monster, was not allowed to wear a spaghetti strainer on his head in his picture. He says it's a violation of his religious freedom.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely right. He should.
But the insurance company says that they're trying to maintain a balance between the reputation of the insurance company and individual religious freedom.
In their doctrine, actually, if you don't wear a spaghetti strainer on your head in your driver's license photo, when you die, you go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, like, both atheists go nowhere. They actually go somewhere.
No atheist wants.
No, exactly. Yeah. You just want to die. That was an atheist that just
died.
That was. That's what happened. That's stories we missed. It's 9:23. Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet's down here in less than 10. 92 City FM, world-class rock. He's actually on time today. Sean Reynolds from Sportsnet's joining us
live
in studio.
Hey, I was on time last week. Where were you guys?
We're going to start calling.
You didn't even tell me you were here. I came. I walked in. I was like...
You know what? There's a simple solution to that. Turn on your freaking radio.
So did you jump on the air with Shadow and Nancy?
Good. Yeah, an hour I was on, I think. An hour? Something like that.
They were low on content.
we were just chatting off the air about Paul Maurice. And, from what everyone sees of Paul when they're watching his press conference, it's a lot of, we play a lot better, and he's a high. We're talking he's a hockey guy, but he's just
level. Never too excited.
Yeah, exactly.
Never too down.
Smile, man. Crack a smile. Right, something.
That's how I try to keep my sex, you know, the sex life. Never too emotional. Never too good.
Well, the good news is you never put a smile on anyone else's face either.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That's interesting. The Paul Marie school of sex is what you're basically going for right now.
But the question is, like off the podium, because, I mean, you spend a little more time, a lot more time around him. Is he a human being? Like, does he have a pulse?
Is he a robot?
Oh, he's very much on the podium the way he is away from the podium. You can see it's just who he is. He's, like you said, not too high, not too low. And you get the sense from him, he knows the importance of what he means to this team. Like, he's done so much for them, and they emulate him that, you know, if it is a character, we haven't seen him break it yet. Now, he's a nice guy. He's great. You know, bump into him off the ice sometimes, and he'll chat with you. He's a nice guy, but at the same time, he's very balanced. He said to us in one interview, he'd said, I have no friends in the media, and none of you are my friends, he'd said, or something like that. And so he's laying the groundwork. You know, it's a business relationship, and this is who he is. You know, I'm sure you get him away, the guy, you can sense there's a little bit of a wry sense of humor underneath somewhere, but he doesn't let it out too much.
But I think, though, even though he's very, you know, I don't know if you call him dry or just straightforward, not a lot of emotion, I love listening to him. Like, during his press conferences, you can tell he loves talking hockey, and he doesn't treat the reporters like you're stupid. Like, he is not afraid to talk hockey with the reporters and give you intricate answers about the game. Whereas, you know, NFL coaches, there's a few of them out there who just think all the media is stupid, and you don't deserve an answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and when you see just how smart he is, he could be like that.
Yeah,
he's operating on a different level. And you know what? It's hard sometimes when you ask him a question, even if it's a short question, it's hard for you to get the entire question in. He'll be jumping on the answer because he knows exactly where you're going with it. He's two steps ahead of you at all times, right? And like you said, it's great because he's a philosophical guy, and I think really passionate, you know, really in-depth sports fans are very philosophical about the game. So they like to go down that road, and he does too. So you ask him something, and he dives into that question head first. He doesn't dismiss questions. You know, as reporters, every once in a while you throw out a real stinker of a question, and halfway through it you're thinking, oh my God, what a dumb question I just asked. And you know what? He gets right in on it, and he'll take it. And I think what he knows is he knows where you're coming from, what you're trying to get at, even if you just jumbled it out of your mouth. And he gets in there, and you walk away from it feeling like, wow, it was the best question I ever asked. Look at the answer I got. I got that answer. So he's been great to work with, and you can see the players love working with him.
They're reacting to him.
And you can see that they've very much taken on his personality. Like you said, not too high, not too low. You walk into that dressing room, it's very hard to differentiate a win from a loss with these guys, because when they lose, it's like, you know, I like the way we played, and I think if we keep playing like that, we're going to get positive results. Didn't happen tonight. It'll happen on other nights. And then when they win, it's like, yeah, you know, we could have done better, and there's more that we can do, and we'll have to keep doing it. We're going to have to keep improving, right? So they have bought in wholesale, and that's great.
Huge.
Because it was really the only way this team was going to succeed this year and is going to continue to succeed.
Sure. All right, we're going to get a prediction out of you on tonight's game, but first I want to direct people to sportsnet.ca and seek out the piece that you did on the U of M Bisons and Coach Dobie in particular.
That's great.
We won't get into details. I want people to go watch it because it really is a cool story. We saw it on Sportsnet this morning, and go check it out online. It's a really cool piece. And Bison, speaking of outperforming, they're doing really, really well. What's the next game for them?
Well, against Montreal,
right?
Against the Caravan, it's funny because when I was chatting with my people in Toronto, they wanted me to do a game on these two underdogs, and I said the Caravan are number two in the country. How are they underdogs? But they knocked off Laval, and it's interesting that Laval and Calgary are such powerhouses. Mm-hmm. Calgary had won the Hardy Cup Canada West 6 years before this, so apparently at the beginning of the season, Laval had flown Calgary in on their dime because the two were so sure that they were going to end up in Vanier Cup final together. So it's so interesting now because you've got the two teams who've knocked off those powerhouses going at it. the Bison's a little bit more of an underdog. They were 4-4. They're unranked. Last time an unranked team went to the Vanier Cup, I believe it was 2002. But that story was just such a fun one. And I know my colleagues in Toronto, when they got it, just loved it because, you know, we're talking about Cinderella stories where the team goes out and surprises everyone. I think, you know, the Bison's are in the process of surprising themselves as we speak.
What's that Montreal team's name? The Caravans?
Caravan.
Oh, the Caravan. I thought it was the Caravans.
C-A-R-A-B-I-N-S. I needed to get a pronouncer before I had dove into it in the story, and they asked me, you sure you can handle this? Maybe you should just say Montreal.
All right, we call him the Oracle because he likes to make predictions. Give me a prediction on the Wings and Jets tonight and then on Oakland and KC.
Oakland and KC. Are you going to give me the spread? Do I got to cover
KC's on the road. It's in Oakland. KC's favored by 6.
Oh, yeah. KC takes that one.
Okay.
They had a great game against Seattle last week. Did you see that?
What about a letdown, though? Sometimes you go in these big games and you got to go. The Raiders, let's face it, the Bisons could beat the Raiders right now. So maybe they have a letdown. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, San Diego has been playing so poorly, and San Diego played the Raiders last week.
It was a good game.
And they handled them fairly well. Mm-hmm. Do you think San Diego kind of handled Oakland fairly well, I thought?
Yeah, it was a little closer than I thought it was going to be.
It was a 10-point spread, and they ended up winning by 7. They won by 8. This is what I touched.
It didn't seem like the game was ever in trouble, though. They had a little bit of a wider bulk, and then Oakland kind of came back to cover the spread kind of thing. But
Wings and Jets tonight, 7 o'clock puck drop. What do you like?
Wings and Jets. I think the Jets are going to win this one.
Everybody give them a big round of applause.
Get the podcast daily or listen live weekdays 6 to 10 on 92 City FM.